If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we're on the phone with a woman named Hat. That's her real name. It's not short for anything. But her first date with Manny had all the romantic things that women love.
Mm-hmm.
Large mounds of cheese.
Mm. Ooh, yeah,
talk to me.
Thick cuts of spiced meats.
Oh, hello,
oh, yeah,
sausage.
Dude. I'm getting turned on too here, bro.
Things slowly rising.
Oh.
Dough in particular.
Oh, the dough.
That's from the yeast.
Yes, very yeasty first date because they made pizzas together at Manny's work.
You ruined it.
Unfortunately, there was a food rush in the middle of their date. Manny's boss asked if he could step in to help fill some orders.
Yeah.
It got so busy, Hat decided to call it off early.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to teach him a lesson...
Yeah, it's where it goes wrong.
Yep, she decided not to call him back or stay in contact with him for a few days, which made him sweat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of backfired, because now she can't get a hold of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, now we're going to try and help Hat out to get another date.
You know, there's a fine line when you're playing hard to get. It's like, you want to be accessible, not too accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you went to completely inaccessible.
Yeah, you played the game.
Yeah, if you guys can help me out, I'm ready to apologize. I'm ready to throw down my hat.
Mm.
Okay. I like that you're even in on the hat jokes.
Yes. All right.
Oh, but that's good.
Okay.
So let's dial Manny's phone number right now and see what he has to say, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Manny, please?
This is him.
Hi, Manny. My name is Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Do you have a second?
Yeah.
Cool. We're doing something that we do on our show called a second date update.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the show or that particular segment at all?
No, I'm not.
Good.
Cool.
Okay. Well, good. So basically the way it works is if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can reach out to our show and we'll contact that person for you to figure out the reason why.
People do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The world's getting pretty desperate lately,
right.
So we're the last resort. Now, the woman that wanted to get in touch with you, her name's Hat.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure you're not getting her confused with the other Hat, you know.
Yeah.
I know
seven
hats. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Right.
Okay, good.
So obviously she reached out to us because she had a really good time with you.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to know why you're not getting back in touch with her. Is there a reason?
You guys seem to know a lot. I don't know how much you do know, but...
Well, she did tell us a little bit about you guys' interaction. She said you met on Zoom and eventually met up in person at your pizza restaurant.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She was a little hot, cold kind of thing and then disappeared on me, so...
Oh, she said that the pizza restaurant, when you were there showing her how to make pizza, that it got busy and your boss asked you to step in and start working?
Yeah
that's not what I mean. So... We met on Zoom, and when we started talking to each other on the phone,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be inappropriate, but the calls were just pretty steamy in nature. You know, they were they were like naughty calls.
Oh,
I don't know
nice,
how else to say that.
Bro.
So
you could say naughty calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love naughty calls.
She didn't tell us that. She just said you guys had a phone conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she seemed very into me, and I was definitely into her. So when we met each other in person, that was kind of like the opposite. You know, she was very different. It wasn't the same. It was kind of awkward.
You could see like where somebody has confidence, you know, kind of hiding behind a phone call. And then to actually deliver that in real life is a little bit, I mean, it's a different game, right?
I understand. You weren't there on the phone call, so you don't know exactly. But... It was a few phone calls, and they were pretty naughty. And
gotcha.
I participate. I'm not making her sound bad. I was definitely naughty back, but.
So what was your expectation? I mean, you invited her to where you work. She's probably not going to lay that on thick there, right?
That's not what I mean. I just mean, like, the next days, I didn't think she was into game playing. I thought she was more into being straightforward. That's kind of what I got from her. And then when I felt like she was playing games, I was like, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I appreciated her being more straightforward. And that, I guess that's what I'm trying to say in the nicest way.
I guess I could see how it'd be confusing where you start off and you're basically talking dirty to each other.
Yeah.
And then the next day she won't even speak to you.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a totally different scenario.
But also, you got to give her some slack here, because there's so many messages coming in when you're single and you're dating about what men want, what they don't want. Like, maybe she felt like she went too far on the phone calls and now she had to make up for lost time and play hard to get. Like, it can get to be a lot.
I totally agree with you. And I think now with technology involved, it's really hard to know what's genuine and what's not.
Okay.
Well, I think maybe it's enough of us trying to speculate and talk about her. Why don't we just have Hat talk directly to you?
Dirty.
Because she's been on the other line listening this entire time, and she wants to speak with you.
She's on the phone?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hat, you there?
Yeah. Hi, Manny.
Hi, Hat.
Hey.
Oh, no.
How have you been doing?
Good. I owe you an apology. Oh, I'm sorry. I seemed like I was playing games or, leading you on. I shouldn't have waited so long to get back to you.
I'm a bad Hat.
Yeah.
That's a naughty Hat.
Your voice did kind of turn into sexy Hat
this is
right
different.
There, Hat,
The date was awkward when, you had to start working and stuff. So
yeah.
I guess I felt like I wanted to, teach you a lesson or play a game, but I'm not about games or anything. It's just dating is tricky, especially when you meet over Zoom. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know. And you were understanding. We're a really small business. I get called in sometimes, so I appreciate you understanding that.
So wait, do you guys still like each other right now?
I mean, I never stopped liking her.
Oh,
that's cute. Look at you, little cuties.
Yeah, I'm definitely still interested in him. I'd be sad if I didn't get to see him again.
Aw, you guys.
And is this more than just dirty phone calls? Is this you see potential, maybe, Manny?
I mean, she strikes me as someone that I could definitely have a long relationship with. I mean, I like more relationships like that, I'm not a one and done type of guy.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, this is sounding like you guys are a really good match.
Yeah.
And it was just a little bit of a miscommunication.
No wonder you had such good chemistry.
Hat, is that right?
Well, yes. I think he's super genuine and I love his vibe, but I want to make sure I am honest and not playing any games. So I really want to make sure you know that, I am in two other open relationships.
What?
Whoa.
Well, hold on.
Hat! You can't hog all the boyfriends.
What did you just say?
What are you doing? You're just gathering men?
You have two other boyfriends?
I thought we were done here.
Well, it's an open relationship. We see each other, every now and again.
Oh my
but,
gosh.
They know about each other and they know, it could potentially become three.
So now with Manny, you're going for the hat trick. Okay, Manny.
So that's where that term got its
name.
Yeah,
Hat. You naughty little Hat. Well, Manny, how you feeling about this?
So open, I know the term, but what do you open, open, full on open, open?
Everything's open.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, 24/7.
Yeah. Well, no, we see each other. We don't all hang out together.
Wow.
You're dating multiple people,
So does that mean Manny could also date other people?
Oh.
Correct.
Huh.
This feels like something that's more normal now. Everybody's pretty much dating everybody anyway.
It is. It's very normal. I'm not the only person doing this.
Yeah, there's two other guys that are participating as well.
Well,
my
this
God.
Is weird,
it's
man.
So hard to find one relationship. How are you finding so many?
No, jeez.
I don't know. Zoom calls, guys. Zoom
calls.
Hey, I gotta get on Zoom.
Are you on board, Manny?
There's two answers, and I don't.
Well, let's get one of those answers, because I'm going to ask you right now, would you like to go out on a date with Hat?
I really like you. I think you're a great person. I don't want to judge you at all, but I just don't know if I'm into two other dudes. That just sounds like...
Well, you don't have to be into the dudes. Like, you just have to be into Hat.
You're never going to see
him. No, I'm absolutely willing to have a conversation about it because it would probably be one of the most interesting conversations I've ever had.
Yes to a date.
Well, Manny, I just have to check with the other two guys, you know, that this is happening, but it should be fine.
Oh, God.
Hat, you should have checked with them before you called us. Like, that's how this works.
Well, they knew about the awkward situation. Now I can let them know that we're going on another date.
All right. Okay. There you go. Just go to your other boyfriends, hat in hand, and ask them for permission.
This has been so great. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, congratulations, Hat. You got a third boyfriend.
It's like she's buying them in the bulk section. Yeah.